Sakasuka Perik Bays Mishnaches Noshim Ba'avadim Uketanim Peturim Minasuka. Women Ba'avadim, which are Avadim Knanim, who are always compared to women, all mitzvahs that are women are Pater, Avadim are also Pater, and here women are Pater, we darshan the Pasuk Ha Ezrach Lahosi Ez HaNashim, even though it's a mitzvah say Shahazman Grama, which Nashim are Pater from, but here, since we learn out from Pesach, like we said before, from Azer Shava, Chamisha Asa from Chag HaPesach. Just like in Chag HaPesach, women are chayav to eat matzah the first night of Sukkot. You might think here also they're mechuyev. So the pasuk says no, ha'ezrach lahoti es hanashim, and therefore avadim are also patur. Uktanim p'turim in asuka. Ktanim are also patur in asuka, and ktanim are patur from all the mitzvahs. Katan she'eno tzarech li'imo chayav besuka. A katan that does not require his mother is chayav besuka mirabanan. Mitam chinuch. When do we say that a katan doesn't need his mother? The Gemara says when a katan calls out for his mother when he wakes up and doesn't stop calling until she comes, that's called a katan that does require his mother and is patur from the sukkah. But if he doesn't need to call her until she comes, then he is chayav b'sukkah. Maisa v'yolda kalosto shel shamay hazaken. There was a maisa that the daughter-in-law of Shammai HaZaken gave birth, upiches et amaziva, they cracked open the ceiling, besichech agavi mita b'shvul katan, they put tzchach on top of the katan's crib, as Shammai argues what we said previously, and he holds that even the smallest katan is chayev b'sukkah. Sechet sukkah, perek beis mishnah tes, kol shivas hayomim, adam oise sukasoi kfa ubeso arai. All 7 days of Sukkot, a person looks at his sukkah as a permanent dwelling and his bayis as a temporary dwelling. Therefore, if he has kelim noyim or matzos nos, nice mat, he should bring him out to the sukkah. So too, if he has to entertain guests, he should do so in the sukkah. Yardu geshamim, if it starts raining, me'emasai mutter lifnois, when is he allowed to leave the sukkah? Mishetitrach hamakbet, if he would have a makveh-type dish, which is a pudding-like dish, which is not too hard, not too liquidy. It's the type of dish that gets most easily ruined in the rain. Then, if it's raining hard enough that if he had a dish like this, it would be ruined, he would be allowed to go inside. Mashlo mashal, about this, the Chachamim said a mashal, l'mah hadavar domeh, what is it similar to that which it rains on Sukkot, le'eved sheba limzoi kos l'rabo, to an eved that comes to pour a kos for his master, v'shafach lo kiton apano, and his master threw it in his face. So too, when we come to be mekayin the mitzvah of Sukkah and it rains, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I don't want that you should do the mitzvahs, I don't want that you should serve me, so therefore, when you walk out of the Sukkah when it rains, you should go out very humbly.